with the Black Company. They were all veterans, which meant there were men of military age at loose ends these days. During the war years, there had been no extra bodies anywhere. If they were not with the Grey Boys or that lot, they were with the White Rose. I rejected 6 guys right away, and accepted one, a man with his front teeth done up in gold inlays. Goblin and One Eye, self-appointed name-givers, dubbed him Sparkle. Of the other 5, there were 3 I liked and 2 I did not, and could find no sound reasons for going either way with any of them. I lied and told them they were all in and should report aboard the Dark Wings in time for our departure. Then I conferred with Goblin. He said he would make sure that the 2 I did not like would miss our departure. I first noticed the crows then, consciously. I attached no special significance, just wondered why everywhere we went there seemed to be crows. One Eye wanted a private chat. "You nosed around that place where your girlfriend is staying?" Not to speak of. I had given up arguing about whether or not Lady was my girlfriend. "You ought to. It's a little late. I take it you have. What's your beef?"
"It isn't something you can pin down, like sticking a nail through a frog, croaker. Kind of hard to get a good look around there anyway, what with she brought a whole damned army along. An army that I think she figures on dragging along wherever we go." "She won't. Maybe she rules this end of the world, but she don't run the Black Company. Nobody runs with this outfit who don't answer to me, and only to me." One Eye clapped. "That was good, Croaker. I could almost hear the captain talking. You even got to standing the way he did, like a big old bear about to jump on something." I was not original, but I didn't think I was that transparent a borrower either. "So what's your point, One Eye? Why has she got you spooked?"
"Not spooked, Croaker. Just feeling cautious. It's her baggage. She's dragging along enough stuff to fill a wagon."
"Women get that way. Ain't women's stuff. Not unless she wears magical laces. You'd know that better than me."
"Magical?
Whatever that stuff is, it's got a charge on it. A pretty hefty one." "What am I supposed to do about it?" He shrugged. "I don't know. I just thought you ought to know."
"If it's magical, it's your department. Keep an eye out," I snickered. "And let me know if you find anything useful."
"Your sense of humor has gone to hell, Croaker."
"I know. Must be the company I keep. My mother warned me about guys like you."
"Scat. Go help Goblin give those 2 guys the runs or something. And stay out of trouble, or I'll take you across the water in a nice, bouncy rowboat we'll pull along behind the ship." It takes some doing for a Black man to get green around the gills. One Eye managed it. The threat worked. He even kept Goblin from getting into mischief. Though not in keeping with the time sequence, I hereby make notation of 4 new members of the company. They are Sparkle, Big Bucket, I don't know why he came with the name, Red Rudy, and Candles. Candles came with his name, too. There is a long story to tell how he got it. It does not make sense and is not especially interesting. Being the new guys, they mostly stayed quiet, stayed out of the way, did the scut work, and worked on